We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is NFL Sunday with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keefe. Getting you set for Pats and Ravens, Patriots.
The football is scooped up by Hightower, and he takes it home for the touchdown.
Ravens.
Jackson. First down, touchdown.
Now broadcasting from the Best Yet Studios in Boston, it's NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance, with Fourier, Wiggy, and Keefe on WEEI.
Hour number three of NFL Sundays. We're broadcasting from our Best Yet studio in Boston. It is Keefe, Wiggy, and Andy Hart, who's filling in for Christian Fourier today. Tom E. Kern will join us at 11:30. Let's get to your phone calls right now. We got Danny and Quincy, who's got a question for Wiggy. What's up, Danny? Hello?
Danny?
Hello?
Are you dead?
Hello? All right, we will put him on hold. Let's go to Brandon in Baltimore. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Good. Hey, I heard some of you guys' comments about the game tonight. Just wanted to give my brief comments. I really think the match within the match is going to be how you guys try to spy Jackson. Who would you guys say is your best athlete at linebacker? Jamie Collins?
Yes.
I would say that Bobby Wagner is a comparable athlete. And if you look at some of the post-game comments from the Seahawks game a couple of weeks ago, both Wagner and Clowney were just talking about how Lamar was basically one of one.
Right.
In terms
you can't spy Lamar Jackson with one guy.
And
he's too
good
of an athlete.
Not Jamie Collins, not Bobby Wagner.
Right. Not
been a lot of talk this week about Jonathan Jones, who is the fastest Patriot by far.
I like that.
You can't defend one on one
defense, right?
You got to build that wall. And if you go to the Dale and Keefe Twitter, it's about building a wall against Lamar Jackson. You used to spy him with multiple players.
Absolutely. I think that's the best way to attack them. I think overall it'll be a good game, but I do think the Ravens are going to prevail. I don't think that you guys are going to be able to contain Jackson and still control our tight ends. I think that's going to be an issue. I'm worried about James White, though. He really controls that short passing game, and if Brady can get in a rhythm, then it could be a long night.
See, here's what they're going to do.
Brandon,
they're going to make Jackson a passer.
Yes. Now, that was my question, Brandon. I'm guessing you've seen every throw he's made this year.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Where is your trust in him as a passer? Because if you look at it statistically, we all saw the huge game against Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Things have sort of trended downward since then.
And a lot of those guys are wide open.
Yeah. Where's your faith in him as a passer?
I'll be honest with you guys. Up until the Seahawks game, I would put the cap on the Ravens at about 9 or 10 wins simply because I still thought Lamar needed to make some strides when teams took away the run game and took away his legs. But the second half against the Seahawks, he made some clutch throws, but the percentages look bad because of the rain. I think the Ravens might have dropped like 5 or 6 passes. So I will put my confidence at an 8 right now, 8 out of 10.
Interesting.
Because I see him improving. And the thing that I want to mention really briefly, and then I'll let you guys talk. Lamar's throws, the reason why I think people kind of misunderstand him in terms of his pocket ability is because the Ravens are push the ball down the field passing offense. So the number to look at isn't completion percentage, it's yards per attempt. If Lamar is in that 7, 8, 9 yards per attempt range, then our offense is really, really tough to stop because he's making tough throws. He's making those intermediate to long throws as opposed to somebody like Brady, who's really killing it with the short and intermediate game. So I say 8 out of 10.
All right, Brandon, thank you.
That's good.
It makes sense. That's a good breakdown. I didn't see the whole game. I saw some of the when they sort of jumped into the Baltimore-Seattle game, and that was a game where their defense looked pretty good because I think most years we are talking about a Baltimore. It's like the teams have kind of flipped. Mm-hmm. Usually Baltimore, their defense is better than their offense.
Right.
Now it's the other way. And the Patriots, their offense is usually better than their defense. And this year it's flipped.
And their offense is good is because their ability to run the football. So
They run better than
tonight. You're going to see tonight what type of passer he is. That's what they're going
to
do.
Maybe. See, you have a little bit more faith in their ability to just flat out stop the run than I do.
Well, when you say stop the run, they might not be able to stop the run completely because that's what they do, but they're going to be able to slow down the run, and you're going to have to beat them tonight by throwing the football.
Maybe.
Ooh.
I still think there's a chance that the Ravens run the ball really well. I mean,
so
they've
do
run
I.
for
so
what?
Do I.
200 yards three or four times this year.
Well, they
as
average
a team.
Over yeah. 200 a game.
So, I mean, a bad game for them is a good game for almost everybody
yeah.
else.
Right.
They roll out of bed and expect to run for $1.50.
No, the two best rushing teams in the NFL are the Ravens and the 49ers, and both, I think, could be tricky for the Pats.
And I continue to come back
to... The Niners
don't
have the defense to go along with it. The Ravens really don't.
Mark Ingram can run the ball.
He's good.
Like,
Mark Ingram's good.
If you get Ingram going...
Yeah.
And then it's Lamar after that as either a runner or a passer off
right.
of Ingram.
Right.
I think as a Patriots defense, you start to say, uh-oh, we're not stopping anything right,
right.
now. We haven't exactly. taken away anything right now.
Yeah, but you make them, you do what Kansas City did, and you say, you want to run the football with Mark Ingram? Fine. But Lamar Jackson is not going to have the big plays. You're going to have to grind it out 7 yards with Ingram. 5 yards, 8 yards, 12 yards. You're going to have to put those drives together because when you look at their running thing, their running game, they can do that, but the one thing you don't want to give up is the big play run from Lamar Jackson. That's where you go, oh, that was the big play. Make them have to go 35 rushes for 200 yards.
What if you give up the big play to Mark Ingram?
But I don't think you
like
do
Nick
that.
Like Chubb.
But see, the Nick Chubb big play, go back and watch that play. It was just poor tackling.
They've
had
happen,
poor tackling
though.
On occasion. Frank Gore,
happened.
Le'Veon Bell,
well,
Nick Chubb, Steve Sims Jr. I've known the name my whole life.
As long as the big play run from Mark Ingram with the Nick Chubb, as long as you don't allow them to score the touchdown.
So, yeah, if you knock it out at the end of the 44-yard run,
yeah,
that's a
yeah,
great
yeah.
play.
Right.
Whatever.
But
if they just start having chunk plays from
well, what's
Ingram.
More dangerous, chunk play from Ingram or from Lamar Jackson?
Probably Jackson.
Probably
right.
Jackson.
Yeah. Right. So that's where
chunk plays are bad either way.
No, I know they are. But which one's more likely to turn into a touchdown?
Lamar Jackson.
Okay. So if you're going to give up the run and you're going to let them have to grind it out, let them grind it out. Just don't give up that home run, touchdown run to Lamar Jackson.
And I also think if they get Mark Ingram going and they're running the ball a little bit, they're staying on the field, they're possessing
mm-hmm.
the football,
right.
that puts some of that psychological pressure on Brady.
Right.
Where now when he goes three and out and he punts, he's pissed. He's flipping right. out a little bit because he knows unless the defense gets me my usual turnovers, they're possessing the ball, they're controlling the clock, they're controlling this
game. But
it's
not the same passing game. We got to take that in consideration for the Patriots.
That's what I mean.
They're
so
actually,
now he starts to feel pressure.
But they're better.
Now he forces something.
They're better than they were last week, and they're better than they were through the first eight games of the season.
We sure about? Yeah, they probably. Well, not
yeah,
all of them.
With the addition
not Miami.
Of, with the addition of
they were
Sanu,
better in
well,
Miami.
Their offense is pretty good. Yeah,
yeah well, maybe besides the Miami game.
Yeah. And you have faith in Sanu that he's going to be an impact guy. That he's
yes.
going to say, "Oh, I saw you, Emmanuel Sanders. I can do it too with Brady, my new team."
Yeah,
okay.
I think
100 yards.
I think he
Sanu today.
Yeah,
no,
nah, probably
no,
probably about
way.
70, 75.
That seems high. Also,
seems a little high. So
that
five
high.
For 75.
Yeah, I'll take that
touchdown.
You getting him in there?
No,
come on.
Yeah, we'll give him a TD.
All right.
Give him a TD.
Do you think Mohamed Sanu is a playmaker? An impact player?
I think
no.
Mohamed,
I don't either.
No, but I think Mohamed Sanu, and Rich will tell you, I've been on the Mohamed
Sanu. You like
Mohamed
Sanu.
I think what he is in this offense is a guy that can do a lot of damage.
That's great.
Yeah, I just...
But is he... He's a complimentary piece, in my opinion. He always has been.
That's
I think
he
always will be.
No, I think it's like a good addition. Like I'm not
right.
mad about the addition, but I thought Emmanuel Sanders was better, and not just because he had a good game
mm-hmm.
on Thursday. I just his whole career he's been better.
Yeah.
I just think he's another
more
guy
dynamic.
The defense is. Will
yeah.
I? Could I give up a play to him? Sure.
Yeah.
Do I come into the game saying I got to stop Mohamed Sanu? No, I do not.
No, you're never going to say that. Mike's in Framingham. He joins us next. What's up, Mike?
I called for one thing, but first off, Wiggy, I'm disappointed in you. The other day when you had the changeover, you missed the biggest softball when Dale Arnold said he couldn't tell the difference between the McCourty twins. You know what your response should have been right there.
What's that?
Oh, come on, Wiggy. What do you think we all look alike?
I got your mic. Then people were like, oh, my God, Wiggy's so racist. I never get that one. I'm like, a black person being racist, huh?
Everybody can be racist, right?
No, I'm just busting balls.
Anyway.
Yeah, but yeah. Earlier when you guys were talking about, like, the speed of these other players, every team in the NFL has speed. You know, if you took the top fastest guys, it's not that much of a difference. And I'm not even afraid of these fast receivers, especially with the Patriots defense. I mean, a fast quarterback.
So that's where I kind of disagree with you, Mike. Yeah, I mean, they're not used to facing a quarterback that has that kind of speed at all.
Who heard him? In the history of Belichick, when they played Michael Vick, any of those quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, lost to Colin Kaepernick. They lost to Cam Newton, not speed, but he was a runner. Like, they've lost to running quarterbacks in the past.
Yeah, well, the one against Cam, I was kind of pissed, too, because Gronk had the pass interference. But
But still, they've lost to running quarterbacks before. They've lost to fast guys. But as Jason McCourty told us here, he played Michael Vick earlier in his career, and he's guessing, like, Lamar Jackson's the only other one like that.
I don't believe it. I think Michael Vick's faster, by the way. It's a total side topic, I guess.
Probably is.
Yeah.
Freakishly fast.
Vick might have been the fastest player in the NFL.
Yes.
When he was going. Right. Lamar Jackson's not faster than Tyreek Hill.
Michael Vick was also shifty.
Oh, here we go. Gosh. Back to the old shifty.
Where I think because of the speed and his ability, he was a hotter player to tackle than Lamar Jackson.
Who do you think is the second fastest quarterback in the NFL right now?
The second fastest? Yeah. I'd probably say Kyler Murray.
Oh, yeah. Probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Just based on pure speed?
Yeah, just like 40-yard dash time or whatever. Murray. I don't even think Lamar Jackson ran the 40 at the combine.
But no, I don't believe he didn't want to get that was going down the wide receiver road.
Yeah, he's like, his whole thing was, I'm fast. So it doesn't
fast
matter.
Enough, baby. Yeah,
and he is.
And most defenses agree.
Whether I'm a 4-4 or I'm a 4-3, what's the difference?
Right.
Let's go back to Danny. He's back. What's up, Danny?
Wow, man, why advertise you take calls? You leave people on hold for an hour.
And then when we go to calls,
you're
ready.
That's why I don't, because I'm never sure if you're going to be there.
Well, no, I was out doing stuff. You know, I have to get stuff done.
All right, well, you're still on the line. You can always hang up and get your stuff done.
When you're on, next time you're on hold with customer service, but paying a bill or something.
I don't do it.
I don't.
I go online, Danny.
I just swear.
I never call. I never call and wait on hold.
I know. You'd wait 10 minutes and hang up.
Can we hang up 10 minutes?
9 minutes too long. Antonio Brown. And this season will be on Bob Kraft. If the offense can't move the ball and they lose because of their offense, this season's on Kraft. But you know he can sleep better at night because he was pandering. Okay, that's on that. If he's still out there, Bobby, you're listening to me. Get him. Okay, go out and get him. Anyways, but when it comes to Sanders, I mean, and Garoppolo. Did you watch the game the other night, Wiggy?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So how is it Garoppolo can get on the same page with a new receiver? Two freaking games. Throw the ball where he thinks the receiver's going to be. They look like they played together for 10 years. And it takes 10 years for Tom Brady to get with a receiver that just came onto the team. How is it?
Well, it's simple.
You look good with Antonio Brown the first
year. He looked fine in 3 days.
it's the caliber of player that Sanders is.
You just said Sanu is as good as Sanders, so they should be on the same page.
Well, but
No.
That's a point for Danny right
hold
there.
Hold on.
Well, tonight's game, too. We'll find out tonight. He has another game to do it.
Here's what I'll say about the Cleveland game, because I was down. I was actually at that game.
Yeah, I saw you, sweet. Talk to Odell's mom.
Here's what I would say, Danny, about that game.
I saw you.
That game, let's eliminate that game, because the weather conditions were horrible.
Oh, here we go with the excuses.
No, it's not an excuse.
Oh, my God.
Here's what I would say, Danny.
It was raining.
Here's what I would say.
It was raining. Windy,
and then the other thing. Hold on, Danny. Answer me this question.
Hold on.
Let me answer this question. Right. How do you think Garoppolo and Emmanuel Sanders would have did if Emmanuel Sanders would have got there, I believe it was a week before, in the Washington Redskins game?
I don't know. They didn't play the game.
No! Did you see the Reds?
That stuff happens when that's like a Brady Boston when they've been together
Danny,
10 years.
Danny,
the TBRAC. It's the Tom Brady Receiver Acceptance Club.
Danny didn't see the game.
That's the problem.
Did you see that game? He didn't see the Redskins games and how the weather conditions.
You're saying go. We got to ask the offense.
No, Danny. Right, the weather, conditions.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Danny.
The weather conditions in the Redskins San Francisco game were horrible.
Yes. Okay.
Remember, it was a
yes.
It was,
yeah.
And Garoppolo's passing numbers were bad. When you look,
he still threw a touchdown to Sanders.
Well, didn't Brady throw two touchdowns in the horrible weather game? I'm saying, but Sanders wasn't there. Sanders wasn't at the.
I'm saying Sanders' first game with the Niners, he had a touchdown. His second game was when he had over 100 yards and also a touchdown. So he's at least been a big part of their offense.
Sanu's first game with the Patriots. All right, we got Tommy Kern.
He's going to join us. We'll get back to your phone calls on the other end.
What do they want? Do they want Sanu to have seven catches, 125 yards?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Join us next.
More of NFL Sunday right now with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
Back here on NFL Sunday, it's week 9. Patriots taking on the Ravens tonight. It is Keefe, Wiggy, and Andy Hart who is filled in for Christian Fourier. Time now to talk to Tom E. Curran from NBC Sports Boston. Tom, how are you, sir?
Tremendous. How are you, my friend?
Very, very good.
This phone sounds amazing.
Oh, it does. It's just
perfect.
Thank you.
Crystal clear audio.
Thank you. That's the Opal app, the OPAL yeah. Opal app.
You get a little, you get
everybody,
a slice of that?
Listen,
or
everybody should get the Opal app.
Yeah.
Just Payola?
Every caller
no,
should do that.
Nope. Sometimes when you have a good product, you just want to say, hey, this is a good product. You don't have to get anything back. Nice. They provide a service. I appreciate it.
The news of the hour, Tom, is that according to Adam Schefter, the Seattle Seahawks did their due diligence on Antonio Brown, but they obviously didn't go with him, and they claimed Josh Gordon. Three teams are reportedly interested in Antonio Brown right now. What kind of chances would you give him at being back in the league this season?
I kind of had a feeling that this was going to happen as the league turned into the home stretch and teams started to say, we really have a shot here. Should we go all in? What I think is that the NFL has pretty much put him on double secret probation and not doing the full investigation of him in the course of doing their investigation about what he is alleged to have done leaves them a window to put him on the exempt list. So that's going to be something where you proceed with great caution if you're a team that decides that you're going to bring him in as an asset, because very quickly, look, as I've said before, he hijacked the first 3 weeks of the NFL's 100th season. Do they want him to hijack the home stretch as well? But they do at some point have to do right by the employee or, you know, just Wiggy. I mean, he's a player.
Mm-hmm.
He has rights. If you are going to investigate him, you have to investigate him and allow him to play and ply his trade.
Yeah, they're just dragging this thing on. They're not going to do it. They'll look at this thing after the season, and like you said, they're not going to allow him to hijack their 100th season. He's in the words of Christian Fourier, he's probably Dunsky for this year. Now, talking about another wide receiver is Mohamed Sanu, and everybody's been on the Jimmy Garoppolo and Emmanuel Sanders. What type of production you think that the Patriots will be able to get out of Mohamed Sanu tonight versus Baltimore?
I think it's going to be significant. Now, the Ravens don't have a pass rush. Now, they might going over against Marshall Newhouse, but they generally don't have a pass rush. But they do have a decent secondary. But I think Sanu, last week we got a sampling of what he can do. I think you'll see more this week. I mean, Brady is basically over the moon about his presence and his ability and can't contain himself when asked about the things that Sanu can do for them. So I think it's going to have a trickle-down effect. Even if he doesn't have six catches for 70 yards, and that's probably going to be a good Sanu day. He's not going to be a guy who's going to catch you 150 yards worth of footballs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to have that trickle-down effect on guys like Edelman and probably guys coming out of the backfield as well. And I think he could have an impact, too, on N'Keal Harry if he's up and active.
Now, do you see like him as more of being a better version of Jacoby Myers?
Yes, to a degree. I think that Myers is probably more athletic in some ways in terms of being able to play inside and outside. And I know Sanu can do those things and has over the course of time. But I think that, Myers is probably going to give you more downfield stuff than Sanu generally does. So I just think that he is a bigger version of Edelman in some ways in terms of being able to work the middle of the field. And it allows Edelman to get outside and work on guys one-on-one and outside the numbers instead of being, hey, you're our third down guy. We need to look at you on third down. Now there's another option there with Sanu.
Tom, N'Keal Harry, you touched on him. You know, there was a point this summer before the whole soap opera with Antonio Brown and Sanu and everything that's gone on that it looked like he was going to have an opportunity to be the number one outside receiver, be an impact rookie, and things sort of went awry for a lot of reasons. How do you recalibrate your expectations of what he can be down the home stretch here as a first-round rookie receiver?
He just makes so many contested catches, and he was so strong in the ball, and he's able to go up and get it, and he's able to box people out. So I think that just being out there, even if he didn't know the offense in and out, which I can't imagine that he's going to know it, you know, as a 4 or 5 year veteran would, he's got to be able to have some value, Andy. I mean, he's got the ability to go up. He's got the ability to box out. He had two catches in the preseason, both of which were outstanding plays. One, he kind of gut leverage, pushed off the defender, moved back, made the catch. The other one was another diving catch on the sidelines. Both of them show you that he's got skills. So if you just give him a simple selection of plays, I think that, you know, he's probably going to be a guy that you look to 3 to 5 times a game. Again, he's not going to be somebody who's going to be over and over and over targeted. I don't think that Brady's going to fall in love with him the way he did on occasion with Gordon last year, but I think that the athletic upside of him is much higher than Gordon's.
Do you think he'll be active tonight?
I do think he'll be active tonight. Do you think he'll be active tonight?
I do, but then I also, yeah, I do. I don't know why you would add him to the roster.
Right, they activated him.
Just wait
him
till Tuesday if you weren't going to have him active, right? Doesn't that make sense?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, he probably does. Tom, it seems like people looking at the Baltimore Ravens come down on a couple of sides. Either this is not only the toughest test of the season so far, but there's a chance for this to be the toughest test all regular season, especially with Patrick Mahomes' health being up in the air. This team runs the ball really well or better than anybody else. They have a competent head coach. The game's on the road, all of that. Or there's the other side that looks at it and says, well, Lamar Jackson padded his stats against Miami. Other than that, he's been kind of at the bottom of the group. It's not a very good defense. They don't have really good receivers. The one kind of playmaker's hurt all the time. Where do you come down on the Ravens?
I think they have a lot to prove. They proved some in Seattle because that's a huge win to go out there and win. But I think they have a lot to prove still. They've beaten, aside from Seattle, Arizona, Miami, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati. I mean, if people want to talk about the Patriots schedule being sketchy, this one is very, very sketchy. And, you know, Lamar Jackson, the dirty details is he went 9 for 20 throwing the ball in that game against Seattle, ran his face off, had a great game, produced well, but that's still, so I just can't imagine. Look, the Seahawks do what they do. They're one of those defenses. The Patriots will have something for Lamar Jackson to take away his ability to run the football and make him a thrower. Will he rise to that occasion? I think this is a huge check. It's a much bigger checkpoint for them, I think, than it is for the Patriots.
So if you had to predict a score tonight, what would that be?
That would be 23-13, Jermaine. Mm-hmm. 23-13 Patriots.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think it's more along the lines of 24-3 or 7.
You wanted to say 13.
No, I want to say 3 or 7. Because I don't. When you look at the reason why, Tom, when you look at this Patriots defense, they're only allowing, what is it, like 6 points a game? I don't see the Ravens scoring more. I don't see the Ravens scoring over double digits.
No. To me, one of the big parts of this game is going to be third down and red zone for the Patriots and how they decide to try and attack that with Nick Folk in as their kicker for the first game. You know, there's a lot to weigh there with they haven't been able to run the ball with great effectiveness. So they're going to be in situations, you know, when they bog down on 3rd and 3 from the opponent's, you know, 30. What are they doing? Are they handing it off? Are they going to go straight to the passing game? And if they don't get it and it's 4th and 3 from the 30, what are they doing then? Are they going to try for the field goal, or will they just say, oh, you know what, plow ahead. We don't know what we have here with Nick Folk. So I think that's one of the subplots to this game.
Tom, Damian Harris, on one level, I can explain very easily his not playing. And it's, you have Sony Michel as your lead back. Brandon Bolden is always active because he's on special teams, so he's your backup running back. He's a rookie running back. Patriots have redshirted those before. Maybe he needs to pick up pass protection. But then the other side of me says, you haven't run the ball a lick. When do we say, just give Damian Harris a chance? Where do you fit on that whole narrative as to why Damian Harris has not gotten a chance?
I just don't think it has anything to do with the guy carrying the ball. I really don't. I feel like between the turnover at left tackle to go from Trent Brown to Isaiah Wynn now to Marshall Newhouse to not have any tight ends who can block at all to the fact that you don't have James Devlin, you didn't have Jacob Johnson soon after you lost Devlin, the ineffectiveness of the team to get out and block the way it had in terms of mobility for whatever reason with Shaq Mason and Marcus Cannon and certainly with Ted Karras. I just don't think it has anything to do with the guy carrying the ball. It has everything to do with the space being cleared.
As we're getting set for week 9 here, who do you got as the second best team in the AFC right now?
I have in my rankings the Indianapolis Colts, but I really think it's the Texans.
Wait, so who makes your rankings?
Wait a minute. That's like when you take one pick on a podcast, one pick on a radio show, one pick somewhere else. So you got the. So you're going Texans now.
The Texans lost to the Colts, so I can't put them there in my rankings.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have some integrity there.
That's
true.
I
mean, you can't just slap.
If nothing
it out
else,
there.
These AFC power rankings are all about integrity. That's a good.
They
point.
Always have been, and I think that folks know that. And they know they understand the brand.
Yeah,
but. No, it's definitely, I mean, it's those three teams. And the Bills just killed themselves last week, Wiggy. We haven't talked about that, have we?
No.
Sorry.
We haven't.
Yeah, you're right.
I've been trying to tell you, buddy.
I can't believe they got annihilated like that at home.
They got smoked.
But I think the Texans are the second best team. They have the second best quarterback in the conference, along with Mahomes, with Deshaun Watson. I think Watson is just a tremendous player, and I don't think enough people really recognize him as being as great as he is.
So you got Mahomes, Watson, Brady as your top quarterbacks in the conference?
Yes. You?
Now, is that in your rankings or your opinion?
That's in my brain.
Where do I go for that?
I don't do a week-to-week quarterback ranking.
Yeah, that's how I would probably rank it also. I got those two guys, because then the NFC is where it's really loaded. The AFC is pretty weak for quarterbacks.
So, Tom, then how do you feel about, because we're all looking at the Patriots schedule and saying, you know, I don't think this is going to be a game tonight, and we're all looking for that team that potentially could give their Patriots a run for their money or even beat them. What would you say then for that game down in Houston, or is it that Belichick versus O'Brien is so skewed you can't even give Houston the nod yet?
No, I think the Patriots are far and away the best team in the conference, and they have every edge. So I would still say going in there, the Patriots are probably going to be a 3-point road favorite, and they should be. And I would probably pick the Patriots, depending upon how they look, you know, if they continue to look the way they do over the next few weeks. And I think they're going to improve offensively, again, with Sanu and Watson, you know, being the presence that they are. And then next week, the bye week to get better and healthier. But yeah, I would say the Patriots would be favored there. To me, the Philadelphia game is the biggest game, I think, the biggest challenge in the immediate future with this five-game stretch that they're going to have.
Tom, Rich Keefe's big on credit pie and credit graphs.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, the credit for the Patriots defense this year, there's certainly a lot of directions you can go. You know, you can go the talent on the field, which I think is phenomenal, the fact that they've stayed together, the bulk of that talent. And then you get the whole coaching thing. Dante Hightower told ESPN a couple weeks ago that he thinks the biggest difference is that Belichick is running the show. And I mean Bill, that, you know, he sort of cut out the middleman and the message is very simple. It comes from Bill. But obviously we also have to give credit to Gerard Mayo and Steve Belichick and all those guys. So the success on defense this year, how would you sort of divvy up that pie?
I think it's the players like you. Okay. I really think it starts with the players. 70% of it, and I think it's the institutional knowledge of the players. I mean, Stephon Gilmore wasn't a bad cornerback 2 years ago, but he was just not playing well at all and strapping them in what they could do defensively because they weren't used to him. He wasn't used to them. once they figured it out on that Thursday night game in Tampa, that they said, let's just play man, they started to turn a corner. Yep. And I think that, you know, it's Stephon Gilmore, it's Hightower, it's Van Noy, it's McCourty, it's Chung, it's the institutional knowledge that these guys have that you saw with the 03 and 04 teams where those guys had played together for 3-4 seasons, and they said, all right, I know what you're going to do on this play, so I'll do this off of that. I think that's the major, major portion. And Belichick being aware of that and being at a point in his career where he doesn't have to over-tinker and say, well, these guys know what they're doing, I can just let them do it, I think is a huge advantage too.
All right, it's Tom E. Kern from NBC Sports Boston. Tom, thanks so much for the time, as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas.
Talk to you, Tom.
All right, later.
All right, there you go. We'll get back to your phone calls here coming up, 617-779-7937. This is NFL Sunday, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com on Sports Radio WEEI.
Back here on NFL Sunday, we'll go around the NFL coming up, but let's go to your phone calls right now. It's Keith Wiggy and Andy Hart, who is in for Fourier. Let's go to Zaz in Foxborough. He's got a question for Wiggy. What's up, Zaz?
Hey, what's up, boys? Listen, three quick points. Keith, don't you dare hang up on me.
Oh, don't you dare me. Don't you dare me do anything. All right, what do you got?
I'll be quick. Danny from Quincy, the caller. Dude, get a medical marijuana card. Calm down. Number two. All right, we got the boogeyman, right? We're in New England. How about the nightmare? Ooh. And last one, this is for Wiggy. Wiggy, this is important. This is why I called. Would you rather live on a planet that had too much gravity or too little gravity?
Oh, that's easy for me. I want too much gravity. That's when you can go up, right?
No, I would think it'd be the other way. Wait,
okay, too little. Whatever one I could like potentially fly in.
That'd be little. No gravity.
All right, so too little.
Yeah,
too
but
little.
Is it a case of I need more details? I mean, is it a case where I just float away?
No, but you could just put a bunch
like
of
like really
or is it like
bouncy.
The moon?
Where
you kind bouncy. Yeah, maybe float. Really bouncy.
So I can maybe dunk.
Because too much, I think you'd be scraping yourself off the floor all the time.
Like too much. My gravity? Spine hurts because it's squishing me down.
Yeah,
I'm already short enough.
Yeah, you don't want that.
The perfect one.
I don't think anybody would want that.
The perfect one is not enough. So I would.
Yeah, you're flying.
I can just be flying. I can just.
But do I need a weight belt?
Yeah,
what keeps me down?
You gotta need. Space. You gotta need
it's
a weight
so
belt
out there.
So it's like scuba diving. You gotta get that perfectly calculated.
Yeah, so
I can float a little.
Yeah, I want to float a little.
But I don't want to float away.
Just put a couple more rocks in your pocket.
It's like you're always on a trampoline.
Well, sand in your pants. Yeah,
when it's high, let it fly.
That's the way to go.
Let's go to Scott in Weymouth, who promises to keep it quick. What do you got, Scott?
What do you got? Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning.
All right, here we go. 8:20 p.m. How far away does that seem right now?
It's forever. So seems like forever. Yeah. It seems like about 7 beers away.
Well, there you go. But the good news is when it gets here, it's going to be awesome. On national TV, crack a cold one and enjoy. Yeah, let me get to my point here.
Yeah.
And I'm not being a crazy fan. I don't believe so anyway. Wiggy, how you doing, buddy, by
I'm
the way?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
Speaking of crazy fans.
me and Wiggy chat on the morning show.
Yeah, we do chat.
All right. What's your point?
All right. So I think you're going to see their easiest win of the season. Why? Because I firmly believe that this team plays up or down to their competition. You really don't think Belichick is ready for Lamar Jackson? I'll be surprised if they put up more than 3 points. I'll literally be shocked if the Pats don't win by 16 plus. I'm seeing 33-13, and thank you. Enjoy the game.
Guys. All right, thanks, Scott. He's seeing 33-13.
It's crystal clear.
I don't think the defense certainly does not play down to the competition.
No.
They've made the competition worse. They've taken a bad quarterback and made those guys look like they don't belong in the league. So that's the opposite of that. They don't do that.
So if you believe that in this game, you should feel good. If that trend continues, I think Lamar Jackson is questionable enough as a passer and as a young quarterback that you should believe the defense will make him look significantly worse than anyone else has.
Yeah, that's what. That's why I look at this game, and that's why I think the Patriots will be able to win this game handily, is because they'll do that and have, based off the way they've made these young quarterbacks look. And we all know what makes Bill a great coach is that he takes away what you do well, and that's his ability to run.
Right.
Let's go to Andrew in South Boston. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. I've been on the phone for 40 minutes. You guys really take a long time. But
a lot of bitchy callers. Holy Moses.
All right. We will get to around the NFL here.
Now we got a bitchy host.
Wow.
What the hell is the point of that? You're a little late. A little late on that. What's the point of that?
Sorry.
How does that help?
He didn't like being. Most people don't like being on.
Yeah, I mean, by I would do the same thing.
By the way,
I wouldn't call.
Well, so
I'm not telling people not to call.
As soon as you open the call screen, you should be on the air. Like the fourth host. That's not how it works.
I think you should be on within 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, guess what? What if there's a bunch of people in front of you? You can't all be on at the same time.
What if we do that? Remember how like Domino's
then we
had
Curran on? We weren't going to take a call during Curran.
Right. No, I'm just saying.
Let's promise 10 minutes or under.
I'm not finger on the trigger host, but if I was the guy running the phones, I'd be 10 minutes. You won't have to wait.
Let's
long
do it. Yeah, but what if Wiggy, let's do it. The last hour of the show. If you call, we guarantee to get you in, or 10 minutes or less, or the call is free.
Yes.
Okay.
I like that. But so as a listener to Sports Talk Radio, if you're listening to the three of us chopping it up, are you sitting there in the car being like, man, I can't wait till they get to a caller?
No, let's hear that caller.
But let's interrupt Wiggy's point about the defense and let's get to a caller.
But that's like where it's on the host to take the call fast and get rid of the call fast.
Right. As a somebody who listens.
Okay. All right. Jimmy's in Pittsfield. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, I wanted to say thanks for the great show. I love this crew. It's a good group.
Thank you.
Maybe it's wishful thinking, but I think that N'Keal Harry presents as much of a talent as a rookie as Gronk did 10 or 12 years ago, whenever it was.
Are you drunk?
I think that,
you drunk, high, or both?
Come on.
Hold on. Let's hear this part. He was
drafted higher than Gronk was.
Right?
Yeah,
are we really
exactly.
saying
he was
this?
Drafted in the first round.
What
and,
you guys,
you know, Belichick.
You guys wanted
Belichick
to take calls. So
generally trades,
get rid of him fast.
He generally trades out of the first round. He didn't for a good reason. And
we'll see.
So Lawrence Maroney was better than Gronk.
I also think, and I could be wrong, but
yes,
I also think that he probably regrets putting him on IR.
I don't think
of the Antonio Brown and Demaryius Thomas situations that didn't work out.
I think he regrets.
And I just think that he's going to give this guy the opportunities that he deserves.
What kind of project are you working
on
there?
I don't see any reason to say you can't that Tom Brady doesn't warm up the talent because they're rookies.
What do you make?
What he did with Gronk 10 years ago.
Well,
Gronk's like a side generational project, talent. Like a
Gronk's rookie year, 42 catches, 546 yards, and 10 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Now, N'Keal Harry won't be able to do that.
You guys are definitely right about take as many calls as he can.
No, he won't be able to do
that. I said get rid of them quickly.
No, you said get to them quickly.
And get rid of them quickly. That's what a good host does. Oh, my fault.
Yeah, N'Keal Harry won't be able to do that.
Yeah, good host, a great host.
And I don't even care about where he was drafted. What the hell is that?
That was the last call. He's doing like woodworking.
I'm
while
sorry.
He's talking to us.
Thoughts and crafts.
Was he wrapping a present? What was he
it
doing?
It did sound like a lot of papers
Maybe
shuffling
he was.
Around. And
like, oh,
could
I mean,
be looking for something.
It's already Christmas
on his desk.
Season.
He was
Christmas
on hold
season,
a long
season.
Time.
All right, we're going to go around the NFL. And again, Andy Hart promised we're going to take rapid fire calls.
Rapid
fire calls. Well, rapid fire calls.
These are our people. They're listening. They
want to
interact.
It's not rapid fire.
But what do you guys think? So if you get on the line and the first thing, it's like your time, you could wow us. And let's be honest, as good as the call is, you could stay on just as long as it's entertaining, as far as I'm concerned. And if the first thing you say is, well, geez, I was on hold for a while, how's that helpful?
No,
well,
you were
we
on
had current. Yeah,
but
we
listen,
current
we can discuss anything anytime we want. I generally feel people want to invest in the show. They want to call in,
call
but they
show.
Might have to get to basketball practice.
I'm a frequent caller of the Howard Stern show, and I never get it, and that's one reason why it's upsetting.
What?
You call the Howard
you
Stern show.
You just wait on hold on the Howard Stern show?
But I don't get on.
I've never called a show in my life.
What?
I've called in shows.
Have you called shows?
No.
I would. I've never even.
I don't look down upon
it. It's not true.
I just don't.
Sometimes
I don't like,
late
I don't
night
like
driving home, I've thought about calling. Is it Dan Ray, the guy who does like the overnight politics show on one of the stations, all the old people call?
Yeah.
I've actually thought of calling.
I've called many shows in the Boston sports sports media market.
You're on all the shows now.
Right. But before, you're on every day, every show.
But before I was on.
Wiggy got back in because he called in all the time.
He would audition.
Before, he's like a super caller.
Yeah. No, before, maybe even when I was still on. No,
I'm not blaming
Maybe I was
who
driving
does.
Home. There's been plenty of times I'm driving home listening to OMF, and I'm like, I don't agree with something, and I call in. Hey, this.
Do they put you on?
Jermaine from East Boston.
Yeah, that
through.
Is a little different.
Yeah, like they know
you
who you
call
are.
The hotline, first of all, and right. You get right on.
Yeah, but they don't. I mean, callers don't know if they hear Jermaine from East Boston, whoever's screaming.
Yeah, they have
the
no
call.
Clue.
Some of the Jermaines from East Boston do we think
no
of?
No clue.
Some of them
first
don't.
Of all, we have
so
caller
you
ID.
Go with Jermaine, right? Not there, Wiggy.
Yeah,
your name comes up on the screen.
There are some interns, right, who might not know. There are a lot of interns that work here, they don't know.
Yeah,
and they'll say,
and
hey,
none of them screen calls.
They'll
ever.
Say, hey, Jermaine, what's
yeah,
your,
we don't,
what do you want to talk about?
For some reason,
about
we don't
now?
Let the intern screen calls.
And they'll say, here's what I want to
hey,
talk
big
about.
Big Patriots fan here. Really think the Ravens got no shot. Okay, we'll get you on next.
Yeah, that's what they've done before.
Let's get to the head of the line with that take.
So I think 10 minutes or less, you'll be on hold.
Yes.
All right, we'll get
so
to
Eric,
you.
We're talking to you soon, baby. We'll, just hang
we
tight.
We'll go around the NFL week 9 coming up here on NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance, the right coverage at the right price, Kaplansky.com, and also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.